All right, I call this Commissioners Court to order. It is 9:30, August the 5th. We have a quorum present for a special session. Please join me for our pledges and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Lord, we come to you today just praying that for our country. We lift up Israel to you. I just pray for those that are making decisions that they would do your will and seek your wisdom, God. I just lift up our meeting today to you. I just pray that we would be good stewards of what you provided and that we would do what's right for the people of Clay County. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right, item number two, court to approve minutes of the previous meeting. Motion made by Jack, seconded by Ben. Any discussion? Shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objection, it is approved 5-0. Do we have any line item budget amendments? There are none. No action on three. Item four, court to consider and possibly approve payment of bills. Nothing on that. Memorial Hospital? Nope. Pay the bills for the county. Nope, none there. County payroll. So we put these on here in case they do pop up so that we're able to do that. So court to consider and possibly approve the change order regarding rerouting roof drain pipe at former Wells Fargo building. You should have a copy of that.
I'll make that motion as an acknowledgement. It has been approved because it was under that amount, but so it's in the minutes.
Okay.
I just might have to put this on the agenda.
I'll second.
All right, motion made by Chase, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion? Shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objection, it is approved 5-0. Let's see here. Item 9, court to consider and possibly approve certification of additional revenue in the amount of $2,980.89 to be placed in the sale of a stray revenue line. Additional revenue in the amount of $12,024.51 to be placed in property renovations and repairs for insurance reimbursement for museum storm damage. So we need a motion for that. A motion made by Jack.
Second.
Seconded by Chase. I think Laura Lee has information on this. Anything we need to explain about this? Nope. It's just insurance.
It's insurance, and then we receive the money for the sale of a bull.
Gotcha.
Well, is that a stray? Does it got to be spent on certain things? Is that correct? Once that money's sold, or is it set in a fund until somebody...
It sits in a revenue line, and then we have expenses for strays.
And it sits there until somebody claims it, or after so many days somebody claims it? I think we kind of talked about it, but I'm just trying to understand.
I'm not sure on a stray. I know on...
We'll have to go back and review that, but I believe the way it works is once it's sold, it's gone.
I think it went through... It should have went through the process of... locating who, if somebody did own it, had so long it should have been posted, and when it went through that process and we got the money for the sale, then it's they can't go back on it.
I believe that's true.
Okay.
It's separate from a seizure.
I was just wondering what if we had restrictions on what that funds could be spent on, or if it just goes to the general fund once it's...
I'll look it up.
Well, I will tell you that it is a line item and it's in our revenue.
It's in our revenue, but we didn't budget for any revenue, so that's why I'm having to do a certification on it.
Okay. I was just curious.
And we have to pay something through, like, when they have to advertise and...
Yes.
And fees.
But usually...
Yeah. Expenses are taken away from it.
But usually that's pulled out of the sale, yes, of the animals. But if somebody claims it, do they got to pay for what we spent on advertising?
I think it's too late to claim.
Yeah.
I know, but even if you claimed it before it sold, do they pay for...
Well, we just give them the bull back, and they may pay for whatever expenses it took to
advertise and
expenses incurred.
Yes.
I'm just curious.
Okay. Shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objection, it's approved 5-0. Court to acknowledge the receipt of the 2024 tax rate as calculated tax rates by the Clay County Appraisal Chief Appraiser.
I'll ask a question before I make a motion on this.
What? Let me go get my, I thought we were going to do this in there.
So. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I think maybe I can answer your question in that we contract with the appraisal district to calculate our tax rate. That's and fine. I think what Laura Lee's wanting us to do is get it in the minutes that we receive the tax rate from the appraisal district.
Just that we received it.
Yes, this is what it is. In other words, they calculate, and hopefully you got a copy of that, but you calculate.
My question is it right?
That's a good question.
So you've been back and forth, I know that.
Back and forth, corrections have been made. I feel comfortable that this is correct.
Okay. So you want to make the motion then?
This is new. I was reading in the guidelines, we just have to make an acknowledgement that we've received them. So this isn't an approval of those rates, it's just an acknowledgement that she calculated and sent them to us.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Ben. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Retta. Any further discussion? And I will say this is a long process. It's 83 lines and there's a lot of room for error. I know that I'm sure that Lisa consulted people to advise her, and I know that Laura Lee has as well. So if those two agree, then I feel comfortable this is it. So all those, shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objection, it is approved 5-0. Item 11, court to consider possible approved certified values for the 2024-25 as provided by the appraisal district chief appraiser, Lisa Murphy. Same deal on this.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Ben.
Second.
Seconded by Jack. Any discussion? Shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objection, it is approved as read. 5-0. Item 12, court to consider and possibly approve the Clay County Appraisal District 2025 proposed budget.
Make a motion.
Motion made by Jack. Do I hear a second? I'll second it. So seconded by Mike. Now open for discussion. So this is, I think Chase is our representative over there. So
there is a pretty good increase. So. The increase was big on the insurance. That plus a few salaries. Your chief appraiser was getting a significant salary, as well as her number two office manager. The rest of them didn't receive much of a, if any, salary increase. The total overall budget increased our payment tremendously. What was that amount, Laura Lee? Do you remember just off the top of your head? I think it was about $12,000, was that correct? Sound right?
It's on the budget sheet.
It's on the budget sheet.
Well,
there, so
and we've got it right here. So which one are you asking for?
What we took, our overall pay, what we're paying.
Oh, how much our part is?
Our portion, yeah.
Okay.
No, it would be broke down into.
Clay County pays
$274,915.
That's $84,000 a quarter, is that correct? $79,588 a quarter. The collection, total for collections is $83,438 a quarterly payment. The quarterly payment for the appraisal is $58,000. The quarterly payment for collections is $20,859. That one did go up significant, but the other one did go up also. I don't remember what our payment.
They did send a check back for about $12,000 for last year's budget. They kept the remainder of that for unknown expenses as a contingency line that's not in the budget. It takes a board approval for them to spend that money, and it was okay with all entities. But I do know WISD did email and was not happy with the increase. That's the only one I do know of that was not happy with it.
We're not going to, I thought we were going to reject their budget.
So the options are, what we have as options, we can approve it, reject it, or take no action. If you take no action, then it's basically approved.
You have 30 days to approve or deny. If over half the entities do not approve, then
you have to go back.
They have to go back and fix it. The budget won't be over that because of the preliminary budget, kind of like ours. Once we do a preliminary, that's kind of where we're at on our final number, but
right.
We can still move money within.
Right, until it's finally approved.
Until it's finally approved.
So. Gotcha. Okay.
It will be finally approved on the 22nd, I believe, the day.
I think one of the questions, mainly from the superintendent of Bellevue, was on their health insurance. I think they're paying 100% of the premium for the employees, and he was just asking if that could be reviewed and see if, you know.
It is, and that would be my argument, but my argument's not kind of mute because they always compare themselves to the county, and the county pays 100% of it. Well, if our entity's paying 100% of it, how can we steal another entity not to?
And that's
my feelings.
Right, but I think he was comparing it to the school district.
And I agree with him on that end of it.
But if half the entities rejected it and they went back into it, what would they change?
So there's a couple things. Your raises, you could maybe shop some insurance. Plus, on the retirement, so back years ago, they give some pre-funded and back-paid COLAs that they couldn't afford. So they finally paid the COLAs off on the cost of living raises on the retirement system. They give three of them 3 years in a row, and that drive the retirement rates up to 34% is what they're paying in the retirement fund. Well, we're paying 11, is that correct? This year, we finally paid the COLA off. They went down to about 19-20%, somewhere in there, maybe 20-something percent. And the board voted to leave it at that 34% for this first year to try to pre-fund and to get that to where it's a manageable rate. So there is a spot there to cut that really wouldn't affect operations besides it's pre-funding some of the retirement. And their retirement's the same as ours, TCRS, it's just in their own fund.
Why did their vehicle pay go up $5,000?
The vehicles went up because they hired a member last year, and this has been about 3 years in a row where they've had some pretty good increases. They hired a new girl. It's a girl, guy, whatever, that fills that position, but to help her on our ag. So as we've seen people move out here buying these little ranchettes that are, you know, too small to qualify, or they do meet the 20-acre standard for the county, they're not utilizing them for ag. So she's actually going around putting eyes on them properties and rejecting those that are not utilizing the ag exemptions or the ag values.
Vehicle pay, they just pay her mileage.
It's just mileage, yes.
So it would take more than just Bellevue. Did Bellevue reject the budget, or?
I don't know that Bellevue's rejected it. The superintendent, knowing that he has issues with it, they've rejected it the year before last. They didn't reject it last year, I don't believe, because they didn't think they are the only ones that rejected. I'm kind of back and forth. The raises are more than what we can give, and that's kind of where I was held up on. The board was outnumbered in favor of giving them raises. So
what do you recommend we do here?
What I recommend?
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want to do. Okay. Five of us, we've got five votes.
I would also like to point out that there are certain people that have gotten significant raises several years in a row.
There he is.
Correct?
There he is. So she kind of pulled the same thing some of them here do on comparing to other counties and what have you. We are Clay County. We're not Archer County. We're not Jack County. We're not Harris County. We're Clay County. And to compare county to me is a moot point all the way around. She did have an appraiser come in and tell that somebody of this county and this size should be making 80-something thousand, and that's kind of where that conversation was.
Now, are we still outsourcing?
We are outsourcing, so she does the business, personal property, and runs the office. The rest of it is done by Western Appraisal, which does all properties besides commercial properties, and that's done by Pritchard Navid, which does all oil and gas, rolling stock, wind farms, brick plant, all of them get done by Pritchard Navid.
Well, as if we vote
We pay $90,000 a year for that. Well, you can't hardly hire an appraiser for that. It's cheaper to outsource it than it is to hire another appraiser.
So if we vote to reject it, I think that does send a clear message to, or a message that we are opposed to the raises and the increase in the budget.
Well, the health insurance as well, that's a big
It's jump. A big jump.
It's
70%. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, I'm going to vote no. And so we, if y'all are ready to vote, we'll go ahead and vote on that. All those in favor of this motion, raise your right hand. All those opposed, raise your right hand. And it is 5-0 opposed. So the motion fails.
To be clear, that does mean that we reject this budget.
Right? We reject this budget, but also know that if we're in the minority of the group, it'll be approved anyway.
Right. True.
So we did our part. Okay, so now we're at 13. I think at this point, I want to move into the commissioners, into the courtroom, because I've got this up on our spreadsheet. We'll be able to look at that. So we'll recess for just a moment and then go in there. All right, we are back in session now, and I'm going to bring up the stream. And so we are back in session. We are sharing our screen today. We're on item 13, I believe, or 14. No, 13. On 13. And it is the court to consider and possibly approve legal notice of salaries of elected officials and Clay County leader and the county website in accordance with local government code. So what that's doing is, as you all know, we have to publish the elected official salaries, and we also send a copy to every elected official so that if they would choose to offer grievance towards that, in other words, if they don't agree that they got the right salary, they can do that. We've got a certain number of days to get that done. So I guess the first thing, this is not approving the elected official salaries. What we're about to do is vote to publish them in the newspaper and put them on our website.
We still have to decide.
So we need a motion.
We can still go set salary before we can post anything.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yeah, but what we're saying is whatever we approve, we will post. Would you rather approve them first?
I'll vote it down before we get the salaries hammered out.
Okay, so either way, so let's do that then. We'll move to, I'll go ahead and bring that up for us.
And I'm not good on salaries till we kind of get down to the budget, get to the bottom line. So, I mean, we can talk all day, but until we get to the bottom line where it's better than what we are, then I'm not.
All right, well, let me show you then. Here's what we did last year. This is what's actually in the paper. It'll be in a different format, of course, but this is the information. So that being said, here's what I'm recommending today. So let me go back to that. Maybe we ought to start there then. So what we accepted in the courtroom a while ago was that according to the appraisal district, our no new revenue tax rate is 0.005414 or 5414 per hundred. The amount that we can go to without voter approval is 5815. Last year, it was 5745. So what I'm recommending this year is that we go to 5614. Now, 5614 is below the voter approved rate, and it's 2 cents above the no new tax rate. The reason I'm doing that is it'll give us additional revenue that we'll be able to use to hopefully pay down some of the debt that y'all have on your equipment. It'll be able to allow us to hopefully support the ambulance so that we can continue to keep two ambulances here. And the bottom line is it just costs more. Everything costs more. So while, you know, in a perfect world, we would say, you know, leave it at the no new tax rate. But the reality of life is that it just costs more to do business. Now, we can say that our tax rate here is going to be less than it was last year. But even though that is true, if we leave it at 5614, that is less than the 5745, but it does increase taxes. So that's what we'll have to post on our webpage.
Mike, last year the 5745 was 2 cents over the no new tax rate also.
Yeah, exactly. That's been our standard, I guess, for the last several years. Now, a question I have at one time, we were talking about a 97% collection rate. But I see we've moved it back to 98.24.
If you click in that, okay, would you go to the tax rate? You might be seeing the wrong.
Where is that?
I don't know how I got put back to 98, but it should be 97.
Oh, okay. Well, we can just fix
it. So where it says 98.24, line 9. Column I. That should be
97. Okay. So we're looking at 272 at that rate and more revenue. That's with our new revenue and the increase in taxes.
That's correct.
All right, so there's that. I'm also going to recommend a 5% salary increase across the board for everyone. We know that our insurance is going to be 3% this year. It won't be worse than that, but we still have an opportunity to make changes to that if we need to. So we'll budget based on this number, knowing it won't be more, but we might be able to save some money by making changes to how the insurance program works.
Yeah, and I don't know that we're – I don't know that I'm – in favor of another across the board.
Well, so that's exactly why we have our discussion. Right now is when we'll talk about it. That's just what I'm recommending. Obviously, whatever the majority of the court wants, that's what we'll do.
So what's your 5% raise going to cost?
So did we calculate that?
It's on that tab.
Which one?
The salary and structure tab.
There's 5%.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go.
$185,000.
Right.
But the two that he was recommending, that were excluded.
Yes, and it also includes the sheriff.
That also included the sheriff?
Yes, it does.
It leaves you about $96,000 to play with. Well, you take your increase in insurance, that pretty much going to wipe that $272 out.
Well, why can't you look at interest earned, why can't that be?
Well, certainly. Well, when we look at the deficit budget, that is included in the deficit budget. So the interest earned is in our revenue. So it's just how you want to look at it. So it's a combination, really, it's a combination of the two.
Of the increase in tax revenue and your interest
earned. And maybe we ought to look at that before we move forward as well. So let me scroll down to that. We need some explanation there on how that works. I guess here's might be a good place to look at it. Part of the deficit budget will be a result of the roofing project. In other words, we've been saving money for the roofing project and it's been in our fund balance. So we're calculating 726,000, well, 726,841 that'll come out of our fund balance.
No, that's the total project.
Okay, so.
And then 80,000 for the architect fee.
Right.
And then we're taking 200,000 out of the ARP funds.
Gotcha.
Which will leave 600,000, 607 to come out of the general fund. Which we set back
500,000
already for that.
Correct. Okay. We've been putting back 150,000 a year for that. And we'll need to decide if we want to do that again for future courthouse. So what that means is that 607,000, we'll have a deficit budget of 1,000,001, but 600,000 of that is because of the roofing project.
So that's... Is that 362 then? What does that make the... After the roofing
project. So you'd subtract, if you wanted to subtract 1,000,001 minus that, so it'd be about a 400 and something thousand. So it's a 400,000 deficit budget. Keeping in mind that we do have a lot of contingency, which is always a question of... do we continue to do that or not? I think probably should in this case. So this includes, it's calculated 5% across the board and 3% insurance is what this is.
When you say across the board, you're including all elected officials that get a stipend already and all that.
Yes, sir.
So get on board with that.
Keep in mind that if you deny those that get stipends, that is what's known as supplanting. And we said we wouldn't. That was part of the deal with Senate Bill 22.
You can't take away from it, but you don't have to necessarily.
We're not taking away from it. That's what the SB 22 says. You can't make it lower than what they require. Not that.
Okay. I mean. Well, we'll go through this. This is a recommendation. If it were left up to me, this is how I'd do it. And this is how I'd vote. Obviously, we're here to hear your thoughts and make a decision based on what y'all recommend. So, where I guess now would be a good time to start with that. What do y'all want to do? I'll go back up here to the top. Let me ask it this way. Are you okay with 5%? But you're saying there are some that shouldn't get the 5% raise.
What is the 5% on, like, the say, the road hands? What
is that? If Michael's go back to the salary structure.
So the road hands are 47,202. And the foreman are 48,278.
So if you take the 18,000, I think that you divided by, is there 8?
Okay, here's.
So 49,562.
That
would be the new salary.
But how much is the increase?
That's the current.
Yeah, that's the new.
If you'll go back over to the right, Mike, that shows the increase.
Gotcha.
I think it's 18,000. Up there, 18,881.
That's at a 5%.
So it's $2,360 per road hand at 5%.
And this is what you're asking for?
Yes.
$19,825. Over here. Well, let's see.
Sorry, on the one that says required requested by JP.
Yes.
I didn't change those formulas after I moved everything up to the. I'm sorry. I was on the 5% column. I didn't change those.
Okay.
Actually, that $19,000 that you see right there is calculated off the new salary, not the last year's salary.
That's
not correct for the 5%.
So what you need to do then is, if we look at last year's.
Yeah, it's on there also.
Is it? Where is it?
Column M, I think. N.
Okay. All right, so there's last year's. So it'll be 5% over that.
Yeah, which is the 2,360.
Well, I mean, I guess my question, are we in the position to be able to do that?
Sure. I believe that we are.
Based on
increase in the tax revenue and the interest rates that we're receiving that we didn't have before.
I don't know that I'd bank anything on a raise on interest rates. I'd call that gravy. But I think economy-wise, we're set up for a recession. I don't think we can count on them interest rates being as good as they have been for this coming year.
That'll cover it, though, what we're getting if we even stay close to the same. Right.
If we stay close to the same, but I don't think we can count on them staying close to the same this year.
We've already seen just our regular interest rates drop. Jump so much.
I did notice that the Fed refused to lower the interest rate.
They did, and the stock market crashed, too. Mm-hmm. And that's what our money's in, is in stocks and stuff in that tax pool. It's invested, so.
Then you're saying you don't see us being in any better shape next year, so.
I mean, I'm just kind of seeing this election year and what have you. I don't see that we can count on our tax pool just to bank on giving a rate.
Well, but it's in there.
So on the text pool, on the interest line, I didn't even calculate what we're earning now. Okay. I only did about 75% of what we're earning now.
As a prediction.
Just as conservative.
So what would you recommend we do?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we need to get deeper in the budget because I don't think we're close. We are raising taxes, which I don't like. You see our numbers at 97% compared to what we was at 100%. Some people are struggling out there, and we do have some more money coming in. I still don't believe anybody in this budget has a. Anticipating in 2 years losing $1 million in funding, and I don't see where you got a game plan to absorb that in 1 year.
Well, we're not actually losing $1 million. It'll be about $600,000 that we lose. And if that were true, if that does in fact happen that way, basically we just don't put as much in fund balance as we have in the past.
Not necessarily. If you're going from 1.5 and to 600, that's 900,000, which we lowered the rate. You can bank on $1 million. I don't know where you're getting your 600,000 on the wind farm depreciation when it goes on tax roll.
Well, a budget, as you all know, is just a prediction. It's just a guess. If everything went perfect, this is how it would work. So that's all we can do at this time.
That's what I'm predicting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so if you want to call a prediction, that's what I'm predicting.
We're 2 years out on that.
Yeah, you wait till it happens, then we're all screwed. We're laying people off and trying to figure out how to make it happen.
Well, we may be at that point then anyhow.
We might be there at the end, and we know it's coming, and we don't want to talk about it.
Well, what we do base our budget on is what we know, and what we know is what we've got right now. And we can either go ahead and take care of business today based on what we have, and...
But, I mean, you're saying we can't...
I guess the question is...
Leave the 5% out if anybody that receives a stipend, we can't leave that out.
The advice I've got is that if you raise everybody, but you pick those that are getting stipends out and don't raise them, that is defined as supplanting.
But you have it budgeted to exclude all of the deputies that are getting the SB money.
I don't think.
They're not in there.
I really thought everybody would get the 5%.
Yeah.
Well, let's go with what do y'all want to do, and let's talk about it and get it done. Because I got a schedule here till noon, but obviously I don't have anything this afternoon. I'm going to stick around for later, but I feel like we can knock this thing out.
Well, yeah.
You're ever the optimist, Mike.
I absolutely am. I am. Mm-hmm. But I'm depending on y'all to help me with that.
Well, if I'm understanding right, the fund balance... what's the percent we're at now? Is it 80% with the money out of it that is already committed, or what percent are we at? I mean,
Mike, if you'll look at the fund balance tab.
Left.
To the right. Right there.
Got it.
So right now, at the end, our audited fund balance at the end of 23 is $5.7 million.
Do I need to scroll up? Or?
It's right there on the line 18.
It's in column D.
Ah.
And we have $500,000 committed for the porch house renovation. When you look at the percentage of by the commissioner's policy, when you look at what is considered excessive or minimum for uncommitted fund balance, you look at the percentage of total expenditures. So in 2023, the total expenditures for the general fund were $7.1 million. That 5.7 less the committed leaves us at 74% is how much we have uncommitted. Your policy shows that you consider 25% to be the minimum of uncommitted, or anything over 30% to be excessive. So out of $5.2 million is what we have uncommitted, you're looking at only 2.1 is what, per your policy, is what you should have uncommitted.
Yeah.
Well, that's
we can change that policy too.
Sure. I'm just going by what the policy says.
And I think we had some pushback when we moved that to 25. There's a few that pushed back on that, and they got the 30% put in there. But I'd be willing to bring that back to the table because.
And someone had asked me what it would look like at 50%, so that's why I calculated that out there inside.
Yeah, that 50% is about. That's about the least I want to stay at. I don't want to get lower than that. So were you talking about, the debt you're talking about at the precincts?
Just paying down y'all's notes on your equipment that y'all have.
What is our overall debt countywide? What is our total debt? I know you sent it to the precinct and that, but we still got.
Yeah, budgeted for payments next year. I don't have the current one right now. It's 1.3 million.
One point three, and that's not the $500,000 worth of cars.
No.
So we can take that to 1.8 because that's already been approved. 1.8 million.
But I didn't include that because that's not out of general fund.
Yes, and.
For 2 years of it is.
Yes. 1 year.
It
is. 1 year because we're down to next year.
Right.
My reasoning for doing that is we've got a really good interest rate right now. But as we saw in Precinct 4, those are starting to come to an end. And as we have to refinance at the higher interest rate, it might be good for us to look at trying to pay them off if we can.
Well, I would kind of rather use that to apply towards something else that we might need, and that way we're not having to finance new things at higher interest rates, and we can keep our lower interest rates.
Oh, well, I would say if we did that, I wouldn't refinance nothing you got at that 2.5.
Right,
no. You either make an extra payment
you pay it off, or you just take that money, as she's saying,
to apply it towards.
Mm-hmm. I have 1 year left on the 2.5. Then mm-hmm. there'll have to be a decision made.
And I'd milk that 2.5 out to the last.
So, but the thing is, I don't ever see the precincts getting anything to help kind of get a little more.
We're just getting further
up on the hill. We just kind of, we never get anything extra. We've kept that 16 cents in there, and that just kind of keeps us operating. We can't do anything else, but some other department will get, you know, whatever every year.
New motor graders jumped over $100,000 in new price tag.
And as new trucks come out with the new emissions.
I mean, we all need something else. We to try to do our job better is basically what it boils down to. So would you just come up with a X amount for each precinct, or would you go by, if you're not paying off debt, would you just X amount?
X amount across the board. So
if you want to pay off something, or if you want to use that for new equipment.
I'd hope we won't get too much more in debt, because we do know some of them payments like yours don't mature till next year, but okay, well, next year, what are you going to do? I don't know that we'll see that 2.5.
May not, so.
Again.
But.
So, to your point here, this year, the additional road and bridge income will be $152,764 based on this tax rate. Now, keep in mind, 3 years ago, when we got the first round of COVID money, we did bonus everybody. You were getting $60,000.
Yeah.
And so everybody got $120,000.
Yeah.
So you did get that back then. But that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. And that's probably about how much everything went up.
That's what it feels like.
So, yeah. But
we still haven't even got any of our
bids. At least we had that.
True.
So, pretty sure rock probably go up again too.
And I know it's a challenge, but we may not be able to buy a new maintainer whenever.
You've got to be able to keep them running.
Well, and
that
there's just so much other. I've got two old wore out pickups. I can't buy a new pickup.
Well, didn't we learn that deal on the sheriff's deal? I mean, you can run them to the bitter end, but you're going to be putting more in them than the cost. I mean, thing about the precincts, we will do a good chunk of the maintenance ourselves as far as repairs
save a lot of money us doing it ourselves.
But if we was paying Bruckner's to work on that truck every time we turn around, I couldn't afford to keep an older truck.
Yeah, and it's just, so I don't know if you just, I don't know what amount that is to put in there. And I guess you got to have a starting point. But I don't have it in front of me. I think the payoff on that one of mine is 175 next year.
The 2020 motor grader?
Yeah.
153.
The most expensive one?
Yeah.
That's what it takes to pay it off?
Yeah, that's the most expensive one.
And my 2022 is 209,558.
You can't keep it.
But it's kind of getting to the point with all the chips and stuff, you almost have to. You can't afford to do some of the work on them.
That's it. I mean, they're getting so electronic because they want you to have to pay them. And that's why.
Well, that's your job. It was you got to figure out what's the best way to go, and so that's what we're doing here today.
That's why Caterpillar's rebuilding old machines cheaper than you can buy a new one.
And I mean, it's just, I know I made the same point last year, but it's just a matter of, even though ours is increasing, how much do you say?
Your
152,000.
But it's that amount's divided up based on your road mileage, so it's not even. But it is an increase,
right? And that's, I know it. I understand why it's based on road mileage, but it doesn't help me.
We could split the mileage up evenly.
You take all four of us.
Montague does it.
We got less employees than we've ever had, mm-hmm. ever, and. That's the only way I put any money back is because doing without an employee, and it's getting to the point where, you can't manage.
So everybody has four except Jack. Jack has three. Is that correct?
I have two and a part time.
Two and a part time.
He has two. I have three. You have three. Two or three.
Four. But we've got budgeted.
You got three full time and one part time.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I have three full time.
So back in the day, they had, up to probably five at one time.
Why do we have four?
Not full time.
But
three had five because that's
been here long enough.
I think that's because. And which
I'm looking. That's precinct three.
And one part time.
I think because at one time there was four positions available, and so they just kept the money there, budgeted in case they do have the four full time.
She does, though. That's precinct three. You do have four full-time, don't you?
No, I have three full-time.
You have three.
Including you?
No.
So that's on four, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That works. Explains that.
But my deal is we're trying to do it less, and
it's catching up with us.
It's catching up with us, and, every office has got more over the years instead of less, and so...
and what we're seeing now is all the subdivisions coming in and, more rural businesses coming in and, it's...
Well, the demand on our roads is more than ever.
We got trash trucks. We've got two or three companies coming out twice a week.
If they go up any more, I don't know if they'll stay in business, but we'll be having more fires.
Mm-hmm. More fires, more definitely.
So what would be a comfortable number to keep it over that 50% and to apply or commit to each precinct? I mean, are you talking 100,000, 150, 200, or what would kind of be the number there that would keep us at that?
Well, at that number, you're almost looking at $2.5 million to bring you down to 50%.
I don't know that we need to work on bringing it down to that 50%.
No,
I don't either.
I want it to be over, but that's why I'm just trying to find the numbers.
That's the number you're looking at 50%. That's another 2.
Would this also be? And I know that we're talking about precincts, but this would also be a good time to talk about the, if we're needing to commit some of that to the security systems in our buildings and some of the necessary upgrades, not just the, the wish list.
Right.
Oh, I'd be better off if we committed it and left it alone, say the courthouse or whatever.
Because we do, we are fixing to have to start talking about what we're, upgrading, you know, our DA's office and making sure they have what they need there that we're responsible for supplying and what that's going to entail.
Certainly, and our big project right now is the roofing project. Mm-hmm. Invariably, we've seen that whatever we've got committed to it is going to cost more than what we thought it would and probably take longer. So I agree that we need to get that done first. But based on, you know, the fund balance that we have right now, all I'm saying is if we can do the 5% increase, and then if the opportunity presents itself for y'all out of your fund balance or out of the general fund, if it would benefit the county to pay down some of your debt, that would be good. But you're right in that the video system is something we really, really need.
And I feel like we're behind on.
And you're looking at probably, I'm guessing, around $100,000 to do that. So so there's that. As far as philosophy of fund balance, certainly the purpose of the fund balance is if we get in a bind, if we have a bad catastrophe of some sort, if we don't get the FEMA money that we're asking for, that will have to come out of fund balance, what y'all spent to fix the roads.
Well, so it's hoping,
out of our budget. It's already out of our budget.
It's right, it's
budget.
Out. So the hope is that we can get that replaced.
Well, we hope, but...
And so if that happens, then that's a positive thing that'll happen as well. So I think our point here is that we've got some money available. Certainly those things we absolutely positively need to have, we need to spend it. My thought is if we're not going to use it, then we shouldn't collect it. We need to leave it with the taxpayers. So that's just...
Even if you took the lowest precinct, what they owe is precinct one at $282,000. So just an example, if you said, I don't know, just round it off $200,000 and applied $200,000 to each one, that would knock a substantial amount off of your debt, freeing up your budget for other things that you need to do. That'd be $800,000.
It would cost our fund balance $800,000. But if you're saying if we were to transfer $200,000 to each precinct and allow them for the purpose of paying their debt, yeah. Yeah.
Or using it for something that we need so we can maintain those low interest rates.
His low interest rate. Two of them stopped in 25.
But we're in 25 budget, so he might want to earn interest on that for
right.
Mm-hmm. Until the payments July. Come up, till exactly. July when they come up, and not pay it
right.
Today.
And that's what I'm saying. The balance that I'm saying is at the end of next year's payments.
Yeah.
Or pay off the haul truck and the 22 Dodge pickup
right.
And then have then if I want to buy the other piece of equipment, then I'd have a little bit still to
yeah.
put in there to help me next year.
So what we're saying here is the $60,000 that we normally budget for each precinct, bump that to $200,000
or whatever number I just threw that out there
sure.
because I looked, you know, who was the lowest one.
The $200,000 would pay off the one that has the least debt. Which is who?
Me.
Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gave me within 80,000.
Which?
And I mean, those three machines are still locked in at 2.5 for another 2 years.
True.
And I'm making more keeping it at that than paying them off.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
gotcha.
Well, even mine, as far as I guess.
You could commit it and not use it next year, but
yeah.
use it the next year.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd recommend you
yeah.
do. I mean,
it's
I'd
in your commitment.
New excavator can be paid off pretty easy, and put a little towards the.
So then, is that the discussion we'll have right now? Is what is the amount we're going to transfer in? Let's see.
Paid off those two.
So right now we're bringing $60,000. Per precinct in?
24.
That's your balance there. Yeah, that's your payoff.
And I'm not saying that we put it in this year's budget, Mike, but that it's a commitment of the fund balance.
So if you pay the budget
All right.
I'm saying.
That, y'all understand that?
That much a month.
A year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a year.
Yeah, yeah. And put up another 25.
Yeah, so that might be better.
So while you're right there, I propose something to Laura Lee, and it, you just happen to be on that line, is we turn in bills every year, for every month, for stipend on them cell phone reimbursements.
Right.
Just kind of a nuisance to keep up with the bills. I'm going to suggest that we might even just add that as a stipend to the elected officials, regardless of whether we have a bill. That's just a stipend. Danielle won't even have to worry about collecting. I know some of you don't turn them in, but every few months, and you'll have two or three at one time. So to me, it make it more convenient if we're going to utilize that cell phone reimbursement.
Well, the purpose of turning in the invoice is to prove that you do, in fact, have a cell phone. And yeah. I can't imagine any of us not having one. The only downside to that, I agree that that is a good idea, because it is one more thing to have to do, is that then it would be calculated on your, do we decide retirement and also
retirement.
Tax, your yes. taxes. So it's, what, about $12 a month for that convenience is what you would, what it would cost you.
I don't utilize it, so it don't matter to me.
You don't take the $600?
No, I don't worry about bringing a bill in.
So they have been paying you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Me either.
I donated that $600 a year to the county.
All right. Well, good job.
I don't get a bill. It's all auto-drafted, and they just email me, so I don't have anything.
Well, I use it because we don't have radios.
We don't have radios. That was my suggestion. I mean, my foreman utilized it, got his $25. He kind of liked some. He'd bring it in when he brought it in. He might have 2 months at a time, and
which is another question. 25 isn't a whole lot towards a cell phone. Did we?
I didn't know why some of them were 20. There's a couple that are 25 and everybody else is 50.
Just
elected
officials, and you got a few others that got stuck in there over time that got it.
Everybody's got to have them pretty much now, as far as on our end. That's how we communicate.
Okay. On our roads, and so my deal is I just about soon on our road end to give everybody that $25 a month or whatever and just put it in their pay and know that's what it is. Because I sure don't want to have to collect receipts from each individual. That's going to be a pain in the ass. Yeah. He don't have a cell phone as long as everybody knows.
All right. So what it is now is $50. For each elected official, and Tina,
and
Robbie.
Robbie's
50
or
25. I think I seen on the bill list he is 50.
Keith also.
Yeah. Oh, it's Keith.
Okay. He might have had it on 2 months.
And I think Robbie and Billy were at 25.
Okay. Just a suggestion to think about. I don't.
Oh, I've got it in the budget, just so you know.
So it's in there right now. Your suggestion's in the budget.
Okay.
So unless somebody wants to change it, we'll just leave it as is.
But no more turning in receipts.
That's correct.
We'd almost need to do a resolution on that, would we not? Or
yes.
To change
that policy.
Because right now it's only
added on the salary structure too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's pay. Yeah.
Because right now you're on the resolution that you have. It just says Billy Tyson, precinct 4 foreman, and Robbie Wilson, building maintenance, are the 25. That's mine too. So you're gonna
include. Yeah, I think as attrition, some of these other precincts didn't keep up with that. But Billy was getting this 25 when I got there. I didn't have the heart to tell him no. So
yes, I think a new resolution.
And on that resolution, instead of naming names, it'd be better to name positions, I think, as well.
Yeah, just positions.
You know, unless we want to spend some money and get our radios where they actually work.
Well, what do you prefer? Let me speak to that for just a moment. The hope is, if we get our grant, we should know in the next few weeks where we get those repeaters. That should help with y'all's radios as well.
It would, but some of them are outdated.
So if the radios are broken, then certainly that's part of maintenance. We ought to be fixing them.
Yeah. Well,
that's
not.
But if they don't work, why would you put money into something that doesn't work?
So then I guess the process would be, once we get the repeaters in, if we're able to do that, maybe that's part of what if we don't get the grant, we ought to do it anyway, is see if they start working.
So we missed out on a big deal. I got on the tail end of it, and I got a handful of them, and Johnny got a handful of them. But TxDOT upgraded all theirs a year or so ago, and they was throwing theirs away and to the digital, and we got our hands on a handful of them.
Well,
so my motor graders, they actually got ones that work, so just for fire reasons, but they don't work great then.
Yeah, they don't work very good.
Yeah, even the cell phones don't work in some areas, so we're
kind of no man's land. But you know, you stick somebody out there on blade, and they try to keep a fire truck with them, but
sometimes things happen.
Things happen, and you need to be able to communicate. And
so I understand what you're saying is that if we can get the radios working, that would be we need to do it. But as a backup to the radios, we need to they use their cell phones.
They do, and we might even look at part of that raise you're proposing, part of that just go to a cell phone reimbursement so they understand that's what it's for. Because you got employees that we depend on them that, well, you're not paying me for my phone. Well, yeah, when I need them to take a picture, I need them to take a picture, and I don't need that excuse of, hey, you're not paying for this phone, this is my phone. Mm-hmm.
Which that came up during the FEMA business, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There's occasions we have to talk at night, not even in you call them at home if we, you know, in an emergency
deal. Well, if we go to this, if everybody goes to the new time stuff, they'll have to use their cell phones a little bit. Or
once they can.
My understanding is they can either use their phone or they'll need to come in the barn and use the computer that's there, or the commissioner will do it for them, I guess.
So that's another expense for me.
That's another expense, and that's my game plan if we go that direction, or when we go that direction, is we still do our time sheets, and me and my foreman would be have the only two that could have the administrative access to put time in each month. Do the same thing she's doing, but we'd manually enter everybody's time.
That'll work.
Because I don't see it working as everybody clocking in and clocking out.
With one of mine, Bruce, he just...
Well, again, that's y'all's call. That's
why. Well, I think you've got a paper backup. So, I mean, even if everybody was filling out online, I would still, I think, make them do the paper log. You always got that if this here don't, something goes haywire, you still... I've got something I can give her, get her to her on the paper log.
Okay. All right, so we're talking about a lot of different things. Can we focus in on something maybe and make a decision on one thing?
I doubt it.
We got till September 30th.
Okay. Well, we actually don't have that long. We don't have it posted.
And the good point, our hope is that we're going to, let's see, what was it, Laura Lee? Do you have that calendar here somewhere? That
calendar tab.
There it is. Our hope is that we can do our public hearing September the 9th, and approve the budget. We'll do it all on the 9th. Which means... And this is all based on whether or not we raise
which tax rate
we go with. The one that I'm proposing, we could get this done by September the 9th, looks like.
Which would mean next meeting, we pick back up just a little bit. Next meeting, we'd look at the legal notice on the proposed budget,
you would approve the legal notices, basically, at the next budget. Is something else we haven't talked about? I don't know if you want to adjust the longevity pay. We haven't discussed that. It's $75 right now.
We adjusted last year.
You didn't. You were going to go 100 and it stayed at 75.
Oh, we did go to the middle, yeah. I like the longevity pay just to give them few that stick with us a little bit more incentive to.
So it's currently at 75?
You know, when Billy retired, he was getting a 13th paycheck, and it took him 34 years to get there. But he had an extra paycheck come around Christmas time, which was a pretty incentive to keep somebody on.
I know that that's what some other counties do. That is, they when they give the raise, they give it in the longevity pay, mm-hmm. and certainly that is not a bad plan.
Yeah, I'll say as long as it was last year, that don't help you at the grocery store. I'm for the longevity program.
So, let me ask it this way: we're currently at 75. Is there any feeling to move it to more, or do you like 75?
I would if we didn't go the 5%. I'm not for both. I think 5% is a reach. Not saying that economy inflation hadn't hurt everybody, but we're still here as representing our taxpayers that are paying these employees. And you got to think about what they would want us to do.
Sure. My recommendation is 5%, but not increase the longevity pay.
Which longevity's not going to hurt me because I got a whole new crew, so.
Yeah, and that's true of the sheriff's office, too, so. Which is, the hope would be, to your point on helping us at the grocery store, the 5% would be more beneficial there.
Well, last year...
On the elected, did that 5% get us to the above that 58?
No.
No.
It did not. What did that get the elected to?
I think it brought you to 54. Mike, if you look back at the budget and look at one of them.
Oh, budget or?
Well, no,
or
not 54.
Salary structure.
56, wasn't it?
So we just pick somebody? Mm-hmm. All right, there's JP.
55.7.
And I think that commissioners are a little bit more than that.
I think $1,000, if I'm not mistaken, is roughly.
Well, I thought I seen a while ago, 56
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, we're 54,198 normally.
That's the only problem I have with percent raises. That's why last year we went with the flat rate.
And kept everybody the same.
Yeah.
And not opposed to that either. Whatever, if you'd like to do that again, that'll be... Just need to figure out what
they
give last year. Was
across the board last year, is that correct?
2,000, yeah.
That's 5%, it's actually a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we need to come to a consensus, I guess, on what y'all want to do in regard to raises. I think that'd be the next thing to consider. So somebody throw something out.
Go back to that tab she had over there that you broke it down in a couple different percentages, did you not?
I did, but I've got to go fix those.
Oh, okay.
Those, which I can do real quick. It won't take me very long. On the salary structure.
Okay.
I was trying to get the 24-25 presented so you could see it, and then
Well, we've got, let's see here. I know that you had what Jack requested.
Yeah.
And then what happened to, I thought Chase's?
His was the first call.
Oh, it was the first call. Yeah. Okay, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, we just threw out some different
scenarios.
Sure.
But like I said, I'm going to fix those problems.
Can I do it, or you want to come up here and do it?
This one we were talking, that's what he asked me to do, and then he asked me to put 5% for everybody just in the budget.
Okay.
So I can go back and fix this too.
So that 170 something thousand dollars.
That includes.
Does that take the EOs to the 58.6?
Yes. But it's not reflected that way in the budget.
And I don't like giving that big a raise. I understand the reason and why. So I don't like the federal
what, and the what to do. 58.656 is the requirement for us to make someone exempt.
Mm-hmm.
And but elected officials are not required to do that. Correct?
They're not.
But we're just getting killed.
But
lower down the rungs on the ladder.
If we're going to that 58.56, I would say we take the lowest paid elected official, get them to 58.6, then add that to each elected official.
Okay.
If that's the route we're looking at, I'm not.
You're saying no.
So the lowest paid elected official is 53, 52. Whatever that price,
it
would give the commissioners about another $1,000 a year, which for the headache we put up with, I don't know that it's.
That's not enough.
No.
There you go.
You'll never bring what you're worth. All right, so here I think is the one that we have to publish, the lowest paid official.
53.1.
Oh, this is the proposed. Last year it was 53,121.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is the question, what percentage does it take to get tax assessor collector to your 58, whatever it was?
It's about 8%.
How much?
I think it's about 8%.
8?
Be $5,535.
Okay.
Go back to the salary structure. If you look at that column to the right for years, there it gives you the percentages.
Blew right by it.
Percentage
would be 7.6, looks like. All right, so what, if I understand correctly, what you're saying is give all elected officials a 10.4% raise, commissioners would make a 7.6% raise to get it to that number that 58.656 up here. Is that what your goal is? But then, as far as everyone else.
Who you talk to, me?
I'm getting anybody listening right now, I guess.
No, I didn't think anybody
I'm trying to listen.
Obviously not. So my question, let me say it again, is what I'm hearing is you're proposing that we give everyone, all the elected officials, a 10.4 to get you to that 58,656.
If we're doing that, I'd say give all elected officials $5,535. That gets everybody, and that still gives the commissioners another $1,000 percentage, you can't go off percentage because we all make a different rate at this point.
So you're saying you make sure all elected officials make 58,656.
And that would be a $5,535 year raise across the board.
Okay.
Except for commissioners and judge.
You know, that would, we'd add that to the salary we got now. So everybody would get the same dollar amount.
Yeah.
And that would get us to that, it'd actually get us to 59 something.
Oh, right.
Instead of the 58.
Saying across the board.
No, I'm talking about
to get it to that number.
That keeps the little bit of spread in there.
All right, so you're not saying every elected official make 58,656. You're saying the minimum for elected officials would be 58.
Yes.
656, and whatever it takes to raise them to that, we would give everybody.
It's $5,535, according to what y'all said last year's pay was on the lowest paid elected position.
Okay.
But I don't know that that might not be a 2 year to get us there than a 1 year bite off and chew. So, but I do think if the federal government says that's where we need to be, I don't agree with it, but that's probably where we need to attempt to be.
Well, some of the other departments want to compare us with everybody around here, yes. Which we know we can't do.
I mean, if you signed up for this job to get rich, then you signed up for the wrong job.
Or any job in the county.
Yeah.
So
if you want to make a good living, come work for the county.
All right, so should I go ahead and plug that in here and take away that calculation?
Just add you into the column in there. Is that last year's pay rate?
No, that's proposed for this year. So what we're saying is take whatever this was, and all of these people add your $5,535, or just plug in the amount you want it to be.
Why was, at that last line, why was mine 56?
Here?
Yeah. That's with the 5%.
That's with the 5% increase, is what that would be.
But over there?
That's what you get with your longevity.
Before it's posted, if that's what I would say, we couldn't. I don't think we'll be able to post them until our next meeting and do a resolution if that's what we agree to. Some of the stipend that everybody's just gonna get it. Unless you're gonna get a reimbursement.
The resolution just has to be before it's paid, correct? And before the budget's approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when it posts salaries, it'll have to be posted on the salary deal. So on the agenda today is to approve legal notice for salaries of elected officials. Well,
and that's contingent on if we agree what those are.
Yes. But if
we are in a little bit of a time squeeze on that because we have a certain number of days to get that information out to the elected officials. So they can do a grievance before we do the budget.
Yeah.
Y'all remember, we went through that. Well, y'all don't remember that. We went through that with our sheriff several years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, just for the sake of discussion here, what we're saying then is make it that, what is that number again, 58? 58,656.
Yes.
And that's what the federal government's saying to be an exempt employee you got to have.
Yes, as of January the 1st.
So if I were to plug this in, 58,656, there. Good way.
He just give you a raise, Sasha.
Yeah, so far you're the only one. Well, I tell you what, this mouse is awesome. Would that be all the way down to?
No, the sheriff's in there.
Okay. So it'd be to the sheriff.
You just added another column and added plus the $5,535. You could have fixed it all in one move.
Yeah.
One more down for the constable.
Okay. And what are you saying on y'all's end?
I'd say if we're going to increase it that much, we need to do the add $5,535 to that.
To last year's.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
That's not last year's.
Okay, yeah.
You just make it the 58,656 also, right?
Well, we're back into this then, since.
No, what was the commissioner's pay last year?
You had the difference, 198.
54.
Okay. It was 54 and 198, 15. And it was what?
4.
That would make it 56,908.06.
What's the difference?
At 5%. No, that's what he had, 13.
So you're talking about, what would it take to make that?
Yes, that. Yes.
It'd be 59,733. Right. Added the 55,35 to it.
Well.
I was just up there by 5%.
Yeah. What? How's everybody else kind of handling this? FLSA or whatever deal, have you talked to anybody in your conferences on whether they're going to try to address it or try to non-exempt everybody?
I haven't talked to anybody about it. Did you discuss
this? I can see how you could be pretty easy.
It's 59,733.
It's not 55,3408.
So they added
59,732.16.
All right, let me do this.
Erase
just
all that.
Okay.
I do want to ask a question. Does anybody have any heartburn with us rounding those numbers off to the dollar?
Instead of the cents?
Yes. And that way in the budget also?
So make it 59,733.
Okay. Wouldn't hurt my feelings.
It just makes things so much.
Y'all okay with that? You want to round up or round down?
Round up.
Okay. So it's 59,733.
And the reason we used to do that is because we split it out 12 months. And instead of having to change.
Well, I was going to make sure that it, whatever dollar it is, that it round. Can you
Okay.
And the sheriff, his pennies, needs to go to 56908. Oh, no, he needs to go. He would be the 59733 also, wouldn't it? And the judge?
Yeah.
The judge and the sheriff would be that.
Okay. We do need to add the, what was it, $600 to everybody? Mm-hmm. I guess we, do you want another column or you want to add it here to the supplement?
I'll make another column. So everybody needs to know what it is.
Even besides us. So this will be additional that we really haven't been paying.
Yes. And does the policy say each elected official?
It says all elected officials and the listed employees may receive whatever cell phone numbers.
Okay. So that, if I understand correctly, that's kind of what you're saying is all the, every elected official at least make what federal government says you got to have to be an exempt employee. And then so you take that and that's what you increase to all the judge and the four commissioners to maintain this.
Pay discrepancy.
Differential.
So.
And sheriff. Correct.
Yes. Sheriff, judge, and commissioners.
Now, when he changed that, did that affect the other spreadsheet? Okay.
No, it did not.
I can go do that real quickly, though.
Well,
it's only 11 lines. I have it written in a formula right now and not an amount.
I mean, really, that didn't affect besides the ones that got above the 58, the 4 or 5, they got above the 58.
6.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that the cell phone isn't paid for the sheriff's department. We pay a U.S.
Oh, that's right. We pay the cell phone through U.S. government. So he wouldn't get that.
Well, then,
so we would take the 600.
Don't constable also.
No, we're furnishing the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So that's, you're saying that's already in the budget?
Yeah.
Yes.
But will it go to their salary now?
No.
Or does it go?
They're carrying a county-owned cell phone.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, I understand.
The cell phone transfers with the employee.
Yes. County owns rights to your cell phone regardless of whether we pay for it or not, if it's got county information on it. So
that's correct. Okay. Good catch on that. Well, do y'all want to take a recess and let Larlee fix that? Maybe break for lunch now? Or what is your, or do y'all want
to take me 10 minutes.
Or let her go work on that while we cover the rest of it.
Well, I mean, I can't do it if y'all are in it.
Right.
I mean, because it's going to show you what I'm doing, right?
It will.
It will take me 5 minutes to do it.
Okay. Well, let's take a 10-minute recess, and then we'll come back and finish up. All right, return from recess. It's 11:26. When we last, we've made the corrections to the spreadsheet. So when you see the salary for each elected official. That is current. That's based on what y'all recommended, which is bring everybody up to the 58,656 and increase the commissioner's court and sheriff to 59,733. Now, I guess the question would be, what do you want to do for the rest of the folks?
Well,
right now, it's calculated 5%.
Go to the bottom and see where we're at.
All right, so that would be a budget deficit of $1.9 million. But that also includes...
There you go. Get away. Tom crashed 13% right there.
Yeah, that's bad timing. There we go. But that also includes the, how much was it? $800,000 for the...
609
for the roof. So subtract 609 or 600,000 from that. That'd give you the more accurate.
Well, 609, but we had 150 in there already.
That's correct.
So you can't subtract the whole 609. You've got to take 450.
Okay.
Still get you 700 or something thousand.
Which is what we've been doing the last couple of years.
But we raised 2 cents of money.
And we did the last 2 years also.
Yeah.
So you combine all that together, we're pretty much in line, maybe even a little better than we were the last 2 years.
And doing the repair on the roof.
And get the roof repaired.
Yeah. So we know that probably ain't. You mentioned something earlier about giving more money for ambulances and what have you. So is that figured in? We're going to talk about that?
We got to talk about that. That's not figured in yet.
But I think we need to talk about that before we decide how much money we can shell out
for. Well, let's do that.
Raises, and I mean, you mentioned 2 or 3 things in your little.
Well, the two things was the ambulance and also paying down y'all's debt. So, if we scroll back up here, if you want to talk about the ambulance, what we do is the subsidy. We've been doing $100,000 every year, and that has always been considered to be the ambulance subsidy. They're requesting $250,000. Now, I will tell you that they've made some changes already to try to reduce their expenses, a different scheduling for their ambulance drivers, mm-hmm. which will cut down on overtime.
Yeah.
So they're doing that to hopefully increase.
What's kind of the projected, once that's kind of done, what's the projected savings on that?
I don't know, Larley. Do you remember Ralph Hand? I really don't know. It'll be...
100,000, a couple $100,000?
I would think so.
Mike, if you'll go to the very bottom to the hospital, I do want to point out one thing that I don't think anyone's aware of. Yeah. So if you're looking at their budget, they're going to be estimating $1.8 million in grants. And some of that is for operating costs, and some of that is for capital expenditures. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I did notice is they're not even budgeting the interest income in their budget. So if you look at that, if they had a $250,000 or even $200,000 budgeted for interest,
that would pay the
interest. That would pay the interest. And it would bring we could bring our supplement back to $100,000. Because even if they've been budgeted $150,000 there for their interest. So their bottom line right now is, I think, $5,000 to the good at the bottom of that right there. Yeah, $5,500.
So that grant is set there, they know for sure they have that much in grants?
they're working on that, but if you look, the capital expenditures are $1.283 million. So they're not going to spend anything for capital expenditures if they don't get that grant.
Okay.
And then the other $600,000 is they've got incorporated to help them with operating costs.
Okay.
Okay.
So, is this realistic? I mean, you went from our incomes here for daily deposits went up over $1 million, $1.4 million, went up 1.7 on the ACH payments. Is that realistic?
I can't answer that question because I don't know what all goes into those calculations. That's, and the way that Medicaid reimbursements happen, you know, a year later, I don't know what's all in that calculation. I do know that adding the new services that they have added for the geriatric, that is going to greatly increase their share that they're getting from Medicaid reimbursement, Medicare reimbursement.
Which that 3% raise, which is that $1.2 million, it's a lot of money. How many employees do they actually have over there?
It's 78, I think.
About as many as we got here.
Well, and looking at their budget, why is there no one here from the hospital?
Can we not? Can we get somebody here to walk us through what they and reasoning? Why is Jim or Deborah or both?
Certainly, you know, I'll give them a call and ask them if they want to come over right now.
I'm not arguing, but I mean, that is a big change in what they're planning. And
sure,
they should have to come and explain it
if they can justify it. And
well.
Kind of sell us on it too.
Their board didn't approve this.
Yes.
If their board approved it, I think we might leave it alone. Except maybe that $250,000.
Yeah, true.
Kind of like the what they're liking. Well, they're not showing that they're going to be making an interest compensation for what they're asking us. Difference of, you know, I'd rather keep that at $100,000 that we've been doing. Is what I'm saying.
Okay. When did they?
Otherwise, I don't want to step on toes. We've had too much of that accused, if you will. They're running their show on us.
That's the only thing I've seen.
And I'm not arguing with the budget. I just want to understand their budget, not say, hey, you can't do this.
Yes.
All right, so the thing we do have control over is what our subsidy is going to be, and what you're saying is leave it at $100,000. And the reason you're saying that is because, as Laura Lee pointed out, they don't include their increase in interest off their tech pool money. That's not a part of it. So if that's agreeable with everyone, we'll plug in $100,000 here.
Well, at the end of the day, they're still added to their fund balance every year, aren't they? And
not necessarily.
I don't think so.
I'm going to kind of say just the opposite. I don't think we'd go to 250, but
maybe go a little more.
I'm going to say we're going to have to go more. I mean,
and I'm going to agree with Chase on this. I know that, you know, we've cut back some on things, but I mean, just looking at the amount of calls that they're responding to, that people aren't coming in.
If y'all agree we need two ambulances, I don't think we can. If we're going to let them control it and do what they see fit, then they might have to go back to one to make it work. One and a half might have to contract out with somebody to make it work.
And our rural residents, they are worried about the ability to have an ambulance out, you know, in the off hours. And I've had multiple, you know, call me.
Well, I know Saturday afternoon I was watching the Active 911. We had two within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Went different directions.
There was three up there in the north end.
So
that afternoon. But,
all right, so Chase, what do you feel comfortable doing then? You're kind of.
I spoke up.
Yes, sir.
I don't think we go 250. If we add another 50 to it, I mean, I don't know if that's enough, but
Can we maybe see if we can talk to somebody after lunch? We've got to shut this joint down at 12 because the doors are locked, but I figure we'll be reconvening. I don't see us finishing by noon. You think we can get somebody over this afternoon? We could revisit this kind of, you know, on the whole.
Well, more or less have them kind of explain where we're at on the ambulance service, where we're at. Just more or less explain the budget to us.
Yeah.
If they really can justify where they feel they're going to bring in that another $3 million in revenue, okay. But if we just did that to balance the budget, is what I'm.
Well, we could have already.
And that's been done in the past. Right. We showed a bunch of revenue that wasn't happening. I mean, there was no way it's going to happen.
But we could have already had that part hammered out probably if we'd have known. I'm just talking about the ambulance, but we didn't know. I guess wasn't conveyed to us. But they could explain it.
I just texted Deborah to see if they could come this afternoon.
All right, so we'll leave it at 100 or go ahead and put it back to 150 or?
Let's just leave it where they're requesting until they come and kind of chat.
Yeah.
Don't y'all find it?
Yeah, leave it there, 250.
Where we stopped on the last time was basically page 10. The next deal is law library expenses. We haven't gone from there down yet. We've still got a lot that we need to really comb through.
Okay.
What time is they're asking? What time?
1:30.
Okay.
5.
1:15. Fake beer, 1:15. We'll.
Is this from Lane?
We'll relaunch at 1:15.
Is that from Lane? Oh,
sure. All right, so I'm going to plug in up here. We need to plug in into the subsidy what they're asking for. So
I wouldn't yet. I'd just like to.
Well, I mean,
where we are, I'd like them to explain their
before we, you know, finalize that.
Maybe we can kind of
okay.
If we do change it, we can.
I think it's kind of like that one right below it. We've got to show that we're trying.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
And we.
That's very true. But 250 is a big jump.
Oh, it's a big jump. But.
But at the same time, I understand what you're saying.
There again, if they close the doors, nothing are allowed.
Yeah.
And I guess we don't necessarily have to unless the public comes at us and forces us to.
Well, I think it's obviously the right thing to do. I mean, we are responsible for public safety, and
mm-hmm.
we don't want to be in a position like other counties are where they depend on the volunteer fire departments to do it.
Right. Yeah.
They got their boat loaded already. Certainly.
Or we can't afford AMR. I mean, they've done checks that too, and it's not. If the hospital's not running it, we won't get raises for a few years. I mean, till we get called up to.
So really what it comes down to, Chase, is that we're one of the few counties left in Texas that own the hospital. Other counties, they have hospital districts. Mm-hmm. They also have emergency districts, too. So no one wants to add that to their taxes. So it's kind of built into your taxes right now because it's part of our budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a penny. You know, we raise about $135,000 per penny.
Mm-hmm.
And so that costs the taxpayers a penny mm-hmm. of your taxes are now going to that subsidy, which, in my opinion, is a really good deal because if you look at other counties, they're paying 20 cents.
I thought Jack County was up there kind of almost maxed out.
They are, and that's like 50-something cents.
And I don't understand their whole deal because Faith family's got in Bowie now, too, so how are they splitting?
Oh, that's a revenue stream.
Jack County revenue
yeah.
funding something outside of
the county. Hope is they make enough money off Bowie that they can reduce what they're getting from Jack County.
Yeah.
Well,
so it'll be a revenue stream.
Make it clear, I don't know of anyone that's argued the point that we don't need two ambulances.
Correct.
That's I mean, everybody agrees we do.
Yes, sir.
It's just figuring out how to
keep and all of it is labor, I mean, and where that labor needs to.
So the goal here is that everybody, they do as good a job as they can to make sure they keep their costs down.
Yeah.
and that's through the labor, the overtime, that sort of thing, which they're working on it. And our job is to keep them accountable for that. So,
yeah.
Okay, does that make sense? Say again?
They'll be here this afternoon.
All right. So we've got a little about 20 minutes here before we break for lunch. Where do you want to go to next? Ben, you said we were where?
We stopped right before the law library expenses.
The law library, we've moved down to a special revenue fund of its own. Oh, it should be in a separate.
I didn't bring it. It's in my
Oh, I see that.
Judge Evans is still here. I know he wanted to speak to you a little bit about his request that's there as well. So let's scroll back up to the JP. And I printed out the handouts that he gave us and that he emailed y'all before. So could I just let Judge Evans talk about his request right now? Let's see if I can find where that is.
It's down.
Down? Okay.
It's under building maintenance. There you go.
Okay, here we are. So what we have now, and this is what y'all chose to do last time, is leave it the same. He does have a temporary part-time person that he's has hired, but he's wanting to go to a full-time, and he's got the, and I'll let him explain your handouts.
Yeah, full-time can work 29 hours a week. One of the things that I've provided there is the monthly workload, and that's, and it's even increased some since I prepared this here a while back. But right now, available 2.725 employees is 436 hours a month. And just baseline minimum amount of time we spend right now, or have to spend, is about 460 hours a month, based on keeping track of how much time we spend doing these basic things. Our civil cases have increased significantly, mainly because of the economy and the results of COVID, and people overextending. Evictions are going up, so our civil cases have more than doubled. And the problem with civil cases is they're very time consuming, and the fees are extremely low, so there's not much compensation for the time spent. Our DPS tickets have dropped because of deployment and that type of thing, but the sheriff's office, their cases have increased, and mainly because 287, 82, 148, and 79 traffic that you guys have and gals have talked about earlier, traffic in the county has increased significantly, and therefore the caseload goes up. Provided a comparison of just the three JPs groups that are in the 97th district, as far as if you look at the amount of money collected, which I don't put that in there to say that we can base our needs on how much money we take in, but the amount of money we collect is directly related to the efforts labor-wise that it takes to process those cases, to process that money, and to do our job. And that's why I included that. I did a survey last about the middle of last year, and I took the all the counties, and there's 32 of them in Texas that have a population of 14,000. And out of that, we collect more than 27 of them. So we're number five within that population range. And again, that's a indicative of work effort, not necessarily the money collected.
So what I'm asking is to allow to add the 11 hours to that part-time employee, and I understand the ramifications to the benefits that goes along with that, but it's very difficult right now to keep up with the workload that we have, and then when you have people wanting to take time off, and we have people out sick, it makes it very difficult to function sometimes. So we right now are closing one Friday, rather the first Friday of every month, just to do end of month reports that are required, and then to try to catch up on some of the documentation that we need to do. So what I'm asking for is to add that 11 hours to the part-time employee, and she is also bilingual. She's able to interpret. Right now she charges other departments because she's doing that on her own time. If we were to incorporate her as full-time, then I think she would be able to assist some of the other departments without having to charge extra for her time to do that. So.
Do we remember, Ralph Hand, what that number would be if we were to convert to Clerk 3? Oh, it's, we've got a line for it. We just deleted it. Do you remember, Marlene, what that amount was?
It was 49,500.
It's probably on one of their printouts that I gave them before.
It's right here. 41,500.
So what you would do?
Salary would be $20 an hour for 2,080 hours.
20 times 28.
But I don't know what the benefits are.
$20 times 28.
$20 times 28.
2080.
Times 2080.
2080. $20 times 2080.
So is that what that number is?
This is what was on the previous printout. Yes.
All right. So for sake of argument, let me plug it in so y'all can see the difference. So that amount is how much? Tell me again, please.
41,600.
Okay.
Now the part-time line, 3160, would go to zero.
Exactly. So the difference, what we see there in the difference is about 11,000. So we're talking about an increase of $11,000 to go to a full time plus right here.
So that may still be set at 4. If you look at the $53,000 sale.
Yeah. Oh, that's where it is. Gotcha.
I don't know. We changed it to 3, so it needed to be changed to 4.
So it's going to go.
Still almost another 30,000. What are you doubling? Yep.
So we're going to go from our 71.
Is this retirement figured in on that cell?
Yes. You'll click on the $25,000 cell. F2.
And then you still got to take out that part time.
It already came out.
Oh, it's already come out.
There we go. All right, so we're looking at a total increase in the JP's budget of $45,668. Some of that we have no control over. We're saying 11 plus whatever that was.
Around $30,000 is what that's going to cost you.
The increase. Okay. All right. So. What is your pleasure for this then? Now, from my standpoint, certainly I can see the benefit of doing that. Certainly there, it's one office that certainly is well utilized. The revenue from that office is, I would say, substantial, but what is the revenue from your office? It's a revenue generating office, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
part of the it in the problem is the money is divided between local and state, because we're also collecting state money. And of course, the state says that you collect their money first if there's any partial payments. So you look on the right now, look, fees collected like in October was $27,000 for the month, but $17,000 of it went to the state. So we collected $30,000.
But that's total DPS.
No, that's well, yeah, that's
any ticket all,
filed into county, which would be Parks and Wildlife, Game Warden, Lake Rangers, DPS.
But you can't start using that generating office generating income. I mean, we don't.
Whatever. Yeah,
it's all a service that we have to perform.
Say if we're looking at adding another employee, we can't be looking at the raises we're looking at. So it's kind of a give or take. Can't have everybody can't get everything they ask for. I do see some offices. I do see that are overburdened. Dan just being one of them, and. I don't know how she keeps up, but she does. So,
all right. So, I'm in favor of doing this, and certainly we can look at whatever raises are out there. I hate to tie the raises of everyone else. I would hate for everyone else to say, "Well, we didn't get a raise because JP's office got a." Extra 11 hours.
Well, you can even work, look at that. You divided your workload amongst another full-time employee, too, them other hours. So workload isn't changing. And the workload hadn't changed. When you pulled the numbers, they hadn't changed over the last few years. So I don't know that the numbers here back up what we can justify giving another employee. I don't think it's there. And I wouldn't be in favor of it.
Okay. So I'm in favor. Chance is opposed. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
I think I need to think about it. I mean, we're going to be coming back after lunch.
So if y'all want to spend some time thinking about it, let's do this. Let's leave it as is, because that's where we are right now. And after lunch, when y'all come back, and if you tell me we need to take it out, we'll take it out. If three of you think we need to take it out. So is that agreeable with everybody? Okay. So we got about 5 minutes here. Do y'all want to go ahead and break now? This is a good stopping point. And come back at 1. And we'll...
Will they be here at 1 or 1:15?
1:15.
Good. So if we get here at 1, that'll give us time to get situated here, so. All right, we're going to recess until 1:15. Is what I said.
Said 1, then he said 1:15.
Well, I want you in here at 1 o'clock. I want you back in here at 1 o'clock so that at 1:15 we can start.
And that's what he said, and me find Brandon. So.
There you go.